Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Debbie P. The scripture is John chapter 4, verses 1 through 26.
Living water. I lost my husband of 39 years earlier this month. Throughout his illness and passing, I've experienced more heartache and sorrow than ever before in my life. Despite the difficulty of this journey, my faith in God and the prayers of many have sustained me. I often wonder how people without faith in God can survive or make sense of difficult events in life. I also wonder how one would face their own death without that faith. I thank God that my husband had a faith which I truly believe has transported him to his new eternal home. Why do I believe in this eternal home? I believe in it because it doesn't make sense that God would create us with spirits that would just die. We are made in God's image, and therefore we have a spiritual component. Earthly bodies die, but spirits live on. I also believe in an eternal home because Jesus himself told us about it. In John 14, 1 through 3, Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." In verse 14 of our reading today, Jesus told the Samaritan woman at the well about a spring of water welling up to eternal life. He called it living water in verse 10. Just as we need water for our bodies to survive, we need living water, that is the Holy Spirit, for our souls to survive. The Holy Spirit gives us the help and encouragement we need to accomplish God's will for our lives. The Holy Spirit shows us how to live in truth as followers of Jesus. Our salvation is protected as we drink in the Holy Spirit. Our spirits long for living water. It quenches a thirst which every human being is born with. We don't have to go to the well or the kitchen sink or the grocery store for this water. It's free, even to the unworthy who seek it. It's pure and refreshing to our souls. It's unlimited and essential for our Christian journeys. Throughout our earthly lives and our inevitable deaths, may we continue to seek the living water that leads to eternal life. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that Jesus revealed himself to sinners when he walked the earth, and he still reveals himself to us today through the Holy Spirit. We thank you for his teachings, which guide and comfort us. We humbly ask for the sustenance of your living water. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.